Good morning, TMC family. This is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York, and my tag was today, honesty. In life, we have to be honest. Let us pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for another day. Thank you for your goodness and faithfulness in our life. Thank you for your refreshing and renewing us and helping us to move forward. Fill us with your peace and with your strength and with your honesty. Help us to do good and stand firm until I see the harvest of a blessing. Thank you for the D.S. De Leon family for bringing Artists International to America. Thank you for Dr. Vanessa Rutherford and Dr. P.K. Roberts for their vision for this TMC call. Pray for the speaker about to download the information to go and take us in the telecommunications sanctuary to go out today and share and help somebody today. Thank you for TMC call and family for joining us. Lord, do not let us pray for the sick and shut in. Pray for the people in the hospital this morning. Go by and touch somebody this morning. We want to pray for the bereaving family, Tyler, Porter, and Lance, for their family, and on this morning. God, you know their hearts. Please give them the blessings to move forward, because there's definitely a lot going on this season. God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. You go out and have a good day, everyone. God bless you. Amen, amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia Cox. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Take it away and have an awesome day, Minister Ada.
Well, God bless you, Minister Cynthia Cox from B-Bar. Thank you for greeting and seating us today. We so love and appreciate the Jesus joy, and thank you for that tag. Yes, we want to do everything honestly, and with integrity. Well, welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Ada Gray, and I hail from Brooklyn, New York, and I'm on the train headed to Chicago to take my grandkids back. I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And if this is your first time joining us on the Master's Call, I give you a special, special welcome on behalf of our co-founders. Let me tell you just a little bit about this call. This call was founded back in October of 2010, so over 5 years ago, and counting, by two wonderful anointing and appointed women of God. And this is founded on the scripture that you can find in Psalm 15. Pour out to you help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is simply to enrich and empower believers as they begin their day. And our theme for this year, 2016, God's glory is the ark.
I think we may have lost her. Good morning, everyone. This is Pastor Vanessa. She said she was traveling, so I think we may have lost her, and see if she can make it back on. But we do welcome you to the Master's Call on this wonderful Wednesday morning. Praise God for each and every one of you. We always believe in celebrating our Lord and Savior early in the morning. So thank each and every one of you. As I look on the board, I'm excited to see so many new names and faces come on. Let me see if I can let her know she's not on, but we'll just keep it moving. We're excited because in this season of the Master's Call, we are in a place where we are cheering, waving the flag for each and every one of you, part of our artist family, to cross the line by the end of the month. We've had many exciting things happen. Our call was founded back on October 25th in 2010 by yours truly and Dr. P.K. Roberts, with a heart and a vision to undergird Artists International by enhancing, empowering, really to edify each and every one of you as believers as you begin your day. So we're excited. Over 5.5 years, so many of you all have called in each and every morning to be a part of what God is doing in Artists International and in the body of Christ, because it is all about the masters. For those of you who don't know what or who is Artists International, Artists is a Christian-based nutritional wellness company that is over 25, going closer to 26 years old, founded by the Diaz and De Leon family. Yes, a family, a visionary, Antonio Diaz de Leon, started this company with three main focuses, the first being faith. That's why this call is so important, as a tenet of what he believes. Then family, familia, as he says, that we are all family, uniquely, divinely connected together, that creates a lifestyle that glorifies our Lord and Savior. So the Master's call, purpose, is to edify each and every one of you, to empower you, to enhance your life. And we have a scripture that simply says that in the morning, I cried out to the Lord. And we know early in the morning we're crying out to the Lord for him to hear our voice, hear our plea. And on this call, each and every day, we're enhanced by a word of God that we bring from different mouthpieces. Now, we have a lot of exciting things happening in Artists, but I'm going to hopefully have Miss Ada back on the line at the end of the call to let you know about all the many things that are going on in Artists. For you distributors on the line, I just encourage you to go to your back office and look up all the exciting things that are going on. We know June 10th and 11th, all roads head to Houston, Texas. We'll be having our next meeting there in Houston. There is a website set up on our Facebook page for you to go and do early registration. It's the early bird, like early in the morning we're on this call, that gets the worm. So we're encouraging you to go and register for this conference. But I'm going to get out of the way, because we do have a mighty mouthpiece who has a message this morning that we want to bring to you. She is, as we lovingly call her, the Mississippi Queen. She is also our prayer general. And I'm going to tell you just a little bit about the mouthpiece anointed and appointed this morning. Minister Brenda Terrell was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. God took Brenda under his wing when she was a mere 12 years of age. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed at the young age when she was just 16. But after graduating as an honor roll student, meaning with God, all things are possible, she pressed on and got her associate's degree in business. Brenda married Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas, where they became members of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under Pastor Sherman Gray Jr. Now, this was a Spirit-filled Baptist church, and Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became a strong intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministries. She loves to encourage others in the gifts God has given them. If you've been around her for any short period of time, she is an anointed encourager. Minister Brenda is a proud mother of five and a number of grace children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Tripp, and the grandmother of three grandsons, Jaya, Brent, and Brenda. Now, throughout the years of God's blessings, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including even herself, who God touched her body when she was attacked with stroke symptoms twice. Brenda's favorite words are, and we hear her say them all the time around here on the TMC family line, God is faithful. Now, back to her roots. She now resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and she's a member of Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. McCarter is her senior pastor. We know that Miss Brenda Minister Brenda is an artist distributor who loves the products and enjoys helping people begin to be healthy again. And at most, she's looking forward to greater things in Christ Jesus with her lovely, handsome husband, Freddie, of 36 years. She's building a phenomenal team down there on that Mississippi coast and all over the country. I truly am blessed to have her serve as a prayer general in TMC and be such an active member of our artist family. I want to introduce to some and present to others truly our anointed mouthpiece with a message this morning, Minister Brenda Terrell. Good morning. The floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you so much for that kind and warm introduction, I tell you. And my husband says the check is in the mail with that handsome husband. He likes that, okay? Praise God. Thank you so much. I tell you, you're such a blessing to the masses, and you're definitely special and a blessed woman of God to me. I thank God for you. I thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is so loved. And I tell you, we are constantly praying for our dear Dr. P.K. Roberts, who's been having health challenges. But we call her healed in the name of Jesus. And I also want to say thank you. Thank you, Minister Ada Grace. And I know, God bless you, she was traveling and just still willing and ready to serve, and I give God glory for you. Thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox, for greeting and seating everyone this morning. We give God such glory for you. You know, if you don't mind, I just want to pray, because this morning I'm going to be speaking with you briefly about our God reigns. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for being the awesome God that you are. And, Lord, in the midst of all that's going on, Father, we see your hands in everything. And we know, Father, that every good and perfect gift comes from you. So we thank you, Father, for reigning. We thank you, Lord, that we can glorify you, honor you, and we can praise your name and realize that at the end of the day, you are God. And besides you, there is none other. So thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift, blessing the people, keeping them in perfect peace. Thank you, Father, for your word going forth, and that you will be glorified in all that is said and all that is heard. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You know, being Resurrection Week, TMC family, I love and appreciate each and every one of you. Being Resurrection Week, we are still celebrating. We're still in a celebration mode. Why? Because we know that our God reigns. He reigns. I mean, even when things look like the world is going upside down, he still reigns. Okay? Psalms 99:1 says, "The Lord reigns. Let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim. Let the earth shake. Let the earth shake." And another version says, "Let the earth be moved." You know, this psalm declares that God reigns. Now, regardless of the political situation at any given time, we do not live in a world of anarchy, because God, who is sovereign, rules this universe. We always got to keep that in the back of our heads, and is therefore always in control. We can remember that even when nothing seems to be good, God is good. Even when resources seem to be drying up, God reigns. When our heart, when our health seems to fall or seems to fail, God reigns. And even when relationships crumble, we have to come to the grips that God reigns. Now, we can be assured that there is no panic in heaven. Can I say that again? We can be assured that there is no panic in heaven, because God knows all, he sees all, and guess what? He's still going to take that situation and turn it for good. And that's what I love about him.
things that seems like they turn it upside down, but yet he will take it and turn it for our good. When we have challenges, people even with mental challenges and situations like that, and you say, oh, my goodness, you know, how can they go forth and continue on? Because our God reigns. See, what may seem so devastating to us, God would take that situation and say, I want you to turn it to me and realize and see that my hand is in the midst because he reigns. Now, again, we can be assured that there is no panic in heaven, but believers, we need to also be assured that everything that comes into our lives have already been Father filtered. Praise God. Father filtered and blood covered. Okay? Because we still have the blood. The blood of Jesus still works in every situation. Now, when we feast our eyes on the majestic mountains, and oh my goodness, I love mountains. When you feast your eyes on the mountains, you know that God reigns. When the ocean roars like with the tumbling waves, and oh my goodness, it seems like the water is talking, it's actually speaking. We can all admit that God reigns. And because of this, we as believers shouldn't look at this world as a place of fate or a chance or luck, because God is still in control. See, we who live under this grace should respond with awe and tremble and reverential wonder. Now, we're in awe because we know who he is. He says, heaven and earth is in my hands. It's in his hands. And I remember as a little kid, we used to sing a song, he's got the whole world in his hands, and that he does. So when we look with awe and we tremble before him with the wonder and respect and realize who he is, even the mighty, intelligent, powerful angels of heaven recognize that God is high and exalted above every created thing, including themselves. When troubles and the storms of life come crashing over the sides of our little boat, we are to be confident and assured that God is still in control. All we have to do is call on him, and he said he will answer. And then he turned around and said, and I will show you great and mighty things that you didn't know. Praise God. Now, knowing that he's in control and knowing that through prayer and through our worship towards him, we are placing everything at his feet. You know, the Apostle Paul had told us in 2 Corinthians 4, and I think it's 8 through 9, where he says that we might be hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. You see, all this is possible because the Lord reigns. Now, let's give up our work and our plans and ourselves and our lives and our loved ones and all our influence, everything that we think we have control of. You know what I'm talking about, right? A lot of things we always try to take care of ourselves. We think we got it all in control. We got this. We handling this. But we'll put ourselves in distress and turmoil when we just try to take on so much and think that we're in control of it. But once we turn it over to the Lord and put it in his hands, then we will have given it all over to him, and there will be nothing left for us to be troubled about. I love to be trouble-free. And that's what he told us. He said, cast all your cares upon me because I care so much for you. Now, in the midst of these unforeseen situations, God still reigns. And we just want to continue to say, Lord, we see that you're in control, and we're placing everything at your feet. That's what he wants us to do. Leave it at his feet and stop trying to take control of it because he reigns. And I just want to bring this up a couple of days ago. there was a young teenager, and she was 19, lived here in Ocean Springs, and she was killed in a single car crash. And I didn't know the young lady. I think I had seen her at one of the church seminars that they have during the summer. But with the community mourning the death of this young lady, she was, you could tell she was well-liked, friendly, and, of course, she was a beautiful young lady. And God still showed himself mighty through her death. You see, her name is for Sierra. Sierra Jones had rededicated her life to Christ this past February. She had posted on her Facebook. And not only that, the last words on her cell phone was, "I know for a fact God is real." Those were the last words on her cell phone. And because of that statement, it was posted on Facebook. Over 3 million people have seen her post. And believe it or not, many people have given their lives to Christ because of it. You see, God still had his hands even through the death of that young lady. And we don't see everything. We don't know everything. But we can truly say that our God reigns. So this brings me to the mind of Romans 8:18, where he says, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worthy to be compared to the glory that will be revealed in each and every one of us." Praise God. See, he's still going to reveal his glory. Why? Because he reigns. And there's no need to worry about ISIS, because we'll always have evil among us while we're here on this earth. There's no need to worry about this presidential election. Don't get yourself in a turmoil over that. Where, it seems like the country is going backwards instead of forwards, because, I mean, it's so, you know, we're not used to people acting the way people have been acting during this presidential election. But I want you to be assured, you can rest assured, that God still reigns. And the church, the body of Christ, you and I, God is dependent on us to come before him with praise, and come before him with thanksgiving, and come before him in prayer about these situations. Because he'll know and he'll see that our hearts and our minds are truly dependent on him, because we know that he reigns. So as we come before him in prayer and realize that our faith does not stand in the wisdom of men, people, it does not stand in the wisdom of men, but only in the power of God. So, with that being said, allow me to encourage you. If you've been laid off from a job, I want you to know it's not over. God still reigns. You may have a family member that have been given the statement by the doctor, that a report saying that that person is terminally ill. But we still say, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. Why? Because he reigns. And we don't need to give up on our family members who may not have given them lives to the Lord yet. And we see things going on around the world, and we seem so in a turmoil because of it. And there may be some addicted to drugs and alcohol or any other addiction. But I want to assure you that our God reigns over all of it. Continue to speak life over any thought, over any imagination that exalts itself against the wisdom and knowledge and the power of God, because our God reigns, and he will always reign. We all see and hear the various events taking place in this day and time. Yes, the Bible clearly informs us that troubling events will take place. However, Jesus has overcome the world. Therefore, we must cast our every care, as I said before, our every care upon him. And when we have a company like Artists International, where we can assist people with their health, and then turn around and hear the great testimonies, we can truly say that our God reigns. And there are two other scriptures I want to share with you, and it's Psalms 146 and 10, where it says, "The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations, praise the Lord." And then we have Psalms 47:8, where it says, "God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne." People, we realize and we know that through it all, our God reigns, and we could praise him forever and ever and ever. And keep that smile on our face, because people want to see Christianity in its realness. And in its realness, we are decreeing and declaring over our bodies, over our minds, over our spirits, and in our mouths that our God reigns. I love you with the love of the Lord, and I hope you got a thought from this message. I'm turning it back over to our host. I'll see if she made it back. Minister Ada, did you make it back?
I did, and God bless you. Amen, amen. Thank you, our precious prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, for that on-time word, especially with all that is going on. I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction, but at this time, let us go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, merciful God, we are so thankful and so grateful that you reign no matter what is going on in our personal lives, in our families, in our communities, in our world. We know that you reign. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus right now for our Minister Brenda Terrell. I pray that you continue to pour back virtue into her. Give her that spirit of rest. Give her that peace, Father God, in all that she does. Thank you for her beautiful spirit, and continue to bless her marriage and her family and her business, Father God. Lord, we want to lift up our bereaved families, and we know there may be others that we don't know about, but Lord, the ones that have come before us, we want to lift up the Portis family. We want to lift up the Waterman family. We want to lift up Brother Wendell. Lord, there we ask that you be the God of comfort that we know only you can be to us when we're going through such difficult times. So, Lord, we ask for a special blessing upon these families that are going through bereavement. Lord, we pray for those that are not feeling well or not at 100%. We continue to call our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, healed and whole. We thank you for everyone on this call, and Lord, you know the meditations on their hearts. And so I ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would minister to them in a special way on today. We thank you for the Master's call. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for our co-founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone. And we love you and we bless you, and we thank you that you reign today and always, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, for the playback for this call, I invite you to listen to this call again, and you may do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Now, we are about to head over to Morning Motivational Call, where today it is Wednesday, and the subject today that the Flanagans will be discussing is very important. Why do we need to detox? Yes, that is the subject matter today. Why do we, you and I, need to detox? So join us for some very important information to share for yourself as well as with your family and friends and clients. That number is 641-715-3865, and the code is 539-598-POUND. Now, all roads are leading to our Mecca. I call it the artist Mecca, Houston, Texas. The conference will be held June 10th and 11th and possible the 12th. But right now, we are confirming that it's the 10th and the 11th of June. You want to be there. All of my artist distributors, and especially those that I have not met, I am planning to be there. Me and my husband, we hope to see you there. So it's on the Artist International website. It's in your back office. And Reggie Flanagan has, Diamond President Reggie Flanagan has also posted on his Facebook. So make plans to be there. Our VP of Sales, Mr. Clement Boyd, has a corporate on-demand call for you to share with your prospects. And you can dial that number where they give an overview. It's only about 10 minutes. He does a marvelous job. And that number is 712-432-3900. And the code is 904-434. We want to thank Minister Cynthia for sitting and greeting God's people this morning. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for hopping in as I am traveling to Chicago. Apologize to the family for that. Thank you so much for being ready. And thank you, Minister Brenda, for that awesome on-time word. Would you come on back now and give us our closing benediction? So love and appreciate you.
And we love and appreciate you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Christ Jesus our Lord before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen, amen, amen. Our God reigns. Love and appreciate you. Have a blessed day.
Amen.